So it's a special for subscribers on State of Play by Miguel Delaney. Hopefully you heard the insert on the Monday show there. And I wanted Miguel to hang on and talk about a lot of things that come up in the book. And I think the first thing I want to talk about, Miguel, that comes up in the book, it's interesting, a couple of people that you interview with real insight into Gulf politics and real insight into what we can and you dismiss as, but for now we'll say sports washing. They refer to the fans of the clubs in question as victims. And I've had this long sort of running thing where whenever I'm interviewing just about the game on Saturday or something, supporters of Manchester City or Newcastle especially, you know, I think there's a bit of resentment that comes out from Liverpool, some Liverpool fans, yeah, that you're not holding them to account every single time for what the clubs have done. And, to me, that's always felt. And I think you're at pains to highlight that in the book that, you know, there can be supporters act like idiots in all a number of different ways from time to time, but ultimately football supporters are still just trying to go the match. You get into that sort of personal drive. You've got a Newcastle supporter who works for Amnesty. Yeah. You know, that is there within this.
Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, many supporters of clubs like this would probably reject the characterisation themselves, especially City fans who have told me, often angrily in airports, outside Atatürk Stadium before the Champions League final, that they're going through the best days of their lives and I can fuck off. But I think it's true, and it's Mick McGeehan who portrays it like that. Nick is someone I speak to a lot in the book. He's yeah. worked in activism a lot, especially in how sport intersects with human rights, networks for Fair Square. And he uses he compares it to political populism. And to me, you strip people of hope, and then you give them, you offer this one solution, which is central to their lives. I mean, because a lot of people, like their football club, as we know,
yeah.
is their life. And it's quite, not that it's an intoxicating thing, but it's obviously appealing. And as you say there, and I do use this line in the book, a lot of people, they genuinely just want to, they've got enough issues in their own life, they genuinely just wanted to go to the match, and then suddenly they're confronted with all these questions about their owners, and even the idea that they should, whether it's moral for them to be celebrating their team winning. And that's why, I mean, not that that's any argument that I shouldn't be talking about this, given, or the journalist shouldn't be given I've done a book on it. It's more the fact that this, it's that feeling, that emotion that these states and other interests, it's not just states, this is what they want to capitalize on. This is what they want to exploit and use.